Now joined by senior Daniel Ruiz. And Daniel, you look at this year. We just talked about, you know, 9 seniors last year graduated. Another group, it looks like you guys have 9 seniors this year. So what is that like, just having – you guys were all, you know, kind of just waiting for that the senior class last year to get done, and now you guys have your opportunity this year.
Yeah, the last year before us, they were really good, and they taught us a lot of things. They gave us a lot – they gave us someone to look up to, and that helps us, and I hope now we can do that for the younger years before us.
Mm-hmm. What was it like watching the intro video, the hype video the other day before the game against Bishop Carroll?
That was pretty cool. It got us really hype and just a little more extra motivation for the game and just getting us game ready.
And then also somebody asked Brian about, you guys have a locker room now. What was that like?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It's really nice. It's just all the hard work we put in, and it gets you nice things like that. Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if you've noticed it, but on the south side of the scoreboard at Memorial Stadium, now it says 2020 state champions out there for boys soccer. How cool is that, knowing that that's the second state title that Coach Hernandez has brought to Dodge City here the last 5 years?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a part of history now. It's going to be there forever, and just to know we were a part of that, mm-hmm. it's pretty amazing.
And I imagine, you know, you guys have won 22 in a row now, going back to 2019. So you know you're going to be getting everybody's best shot. What was it? Did you feel that on Tuesday night against Bishop Carroll? Did you feel like that you guys had maybe that target on your back?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We came into the season knowing that obviously state champs, we're going to get everybody's best shot. But we just prepare the best we can and play like we know we can, and we'll be just fine.
And talking to senior Daniel Ruiz, how did you get involved in soccer? Have you always played soccer, or kind of talk a little bit about your entry to soccer?
Oh, yeah. Since I was little, I would always play with my cousins, my friends, mm-hmm. and we would always play as little kids, and I've just been there ever since. I never stopped.
What's it like being in this community? Because obviously this is a huge soccer community. Everywhere you look, every street you drive down, you see somebody playing soccer. You see a soccer goal out there. What is that like, just knowing that – you know, you guys are seniors now, but there's 5-6-year-olds looking up to you guys, and here in the next 10 years, they're going to be in your shoes.
Yeah, it's amazing. You just know that the community's behind you. You have all that support, and it's just great because we know what the older guys did for us, and mm-hmm. just being that example for them, it's pretty cool.
What did you work on individually in the summer to get ready for this fall?
Well, I just wanted to get used to playing with some of the guys that we haven't, because mm-hmm. all these seniors that left, we didn't get to play as much, and mostly in the summer, just getting used to playing with each other, see what everybody likes to do, and just getting used to each other, mostly.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel like everybody played on Tuesday night against Bishop Carroll? Obviously, the first half was pretty perfect, and then the second half, you know, Coach mentioned, and so did Brian, is you guys kind of faded back a little bit, but just knowing what you guys did in that first half was good enough to win. How cool is that, and how promising is that?
It's pretty promising because we saw what we can do when we're on the attack. We saw all the different plays that we made with mm-hmm. each other and everything. Second half, yeah, we kind of let up, but I hope that gives us something to work better on to fix later on.
Mm-hmm. One thing I usually ask Coach in the first time I ever have him on every year is how many guys came out for soccer this year, and I forgot to ask him tonight. Do you know how many people tried out?
I'm not really sure, but there was a good amount.
Yep. Yeah, usually it's, you know, 70 plus or so like that. And so what does that say? You know, there's so much talent, and I imagine that's going to be tough for him to, you know, who are we keeping, who do we have to get rid of and all that with so many guys and so much talent.
Yeah, there's so many guys with a lot of talent here. It's tough when you have to make those hard decisions, but you just have to do what you believe is best for the team. That's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want to continue to work on here as your senior year progresses?
I just want to keep on talking with my guys, mm-hmm. see where they like like to send the balls, where they like it, and just communicating with my defense, just having everything set up, just being a leader.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking forward to on Monday? Because that's, you know, you guys played Tuesday, you have 6 days off, and now – you know, you could play 3 games in what, 5? You'll play 3 games in what, 5 days? 5-6 days? Because you'll play Monday, and then you'll play, what, Thursday and Saturday, something like that, for the Titan Classic. So now you're going to be playing a lot of games here as you get going here in September.
Yeah, but I know that these group of guys, we're ready. Mm-hmm. We want to play. We want to show everybody yep. that we can be a great soccer team. We can go back and win it again. We want to show what we're really about.
All right, Daniel, appreciate your time, and good luck on Monday.
All right, thank you.